Dear people, today we celebrate the Feast of St. Luke, the evangelist of the third gospel, the author of the Acts of the Apostles, and the companion to Paul. Between Paul and Luke, they have written the vast majority of the New Testament. We hear Luke mentioned, in fact, in the first reading, Paul's letter to Timothy. Luke is the only one with me. He also mentions him in the letter to Philemon and the letter to Colossians. And so we have strong reason to believe they were companions and partners in the spreading of the gospel. We also have reason to believe he was a physician prior to becoming an evangelist. He's the patron saint of many things. One, in fact, I just learned this morning is butchers, which I think has nothing to do with the kind of doctor he was. Just trying to keep you engaged. Dear people, this gospel here, it's the only time it's mentioned in all four gospels, Jesus sending out 72. It's the only time in any of the four gospels. Matthew talks about Jesus sending out the 12, the apostles. But in Luke here, Jesus is sending out 72, a big difference. But there's another big difference between these two passages, between Matthew and Luke. And it's two important words. One of the main things that needs to happen to draw close to God and become a saint is the awakening of the will. The awakening of desire. What do I mean? St. Thomas Aquinas' sister once asked St. Thomas, "Thomas, how does one become a saint?" And his simple response was, "It begins by wanting to be." That's profound, much more profound than it appears at first glimpse. He's saying, first, the will has to be awakened. That drawing near to God, so much of that is awakening to want what he's offering. We see that in Luke later on, where he says that beautiful line. It's one of the most precious lines and hope-filled lines in all the Gospels, in my opinion, where he says, "How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who want him?" And so, how does that will awaken? Well, I think we find a trick here, a secret here in this Gospel. In Matthew's gospel, when the 12 go out, Jesus says, "And then tell them the kingdom of God is at hand." Two important words here in Luke. He says, "And say to them, the kingdom of God is at hand for you." Until the gospel is for me, my will won't be awakened. Until becoming another Christ is a responsibility and a privilege for me, my heart won't awaken enough to want it enough to actually receive it. And so everything in the gospel, dear people, is for you, for me. Turning Good Fridays into Easters is for you, for me. Where do we not have enough of that? Let us beg God to open our wills, to waken them to that great reality, so we may exercise the desire that receives from him.